From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The head of Toyota will personally apologize to accident victims when he testifies before a congressional hearing tomorrow. But the company continues to reject reports electronics could be to blame for deadly crashes involving Toyota gas pedals and brakes. One victim disagrees. Rhonda Smith told Congress today she believes electronics caused her to lose control of her Lexus vehicle. It sped up to 100 miles per hour, and she couldn't stop it.
I figured the car was going to go its maximum speed, and I was going to have to put the car into the upcoming guardrail in order to prevent killing anyone else. And I prayed for God to help me.
Smith's car came to a stop after six harrowing miles. No one was injured. She says Toyota blamed her for the incident. As the automaker faces congressional hearings today, Consumer Reports says Toyota Prius is one of the best value new cars in America. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
In its annual auto issue, Consumer Reports calls the Prius and the Honda Fit the best bang for the buck. The magazine, a Bible for many car buyers, made the recommendation by balancing performance and reliability with purchase price. Toyota's actually recalled more than 100,000 new Priuses in the U.S. because of brake problems. But the company says its fixed Prius is currently on dealer lots, so Consumer Reports said it felt comfortable recommending the vehicle. The magazine has suspended recommendations for eight Toyota models recalled for sticking accelerators. Dealers are still trying to make mechanical fixes to that problem. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan has issued a public apology for an airstrike that killed at least 21 civilians. Military leaders fear that a public backlash over the attack could undermine efforts to win support of the Afghan population. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Kabul.
General Stanley McChrystal made a videotaped statement that was translated into the main Afghan languages and broadcast on national television. He pledged to investigate the incident in which NATO jets attacked a convoy of minibuses on a highway in central Afghanistan. NATO said the vehicles were believed to be carrying insurgents, but Afghan officials say the victims were all civilians. McChrystal pledged strong efforts to regain the trust of the Afghan public, a key part of his counterinsurgency strategy. The apology came as U.S. and NATO troops have been mounting a major offensive aimed at driving Taliban insurgents out of their strongholds in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 113 points. It's at 10,270 on trading of 2 billion shares. The Nasdaq is down 33 points at 2209. You're listening to NPR News. Authorities at an Air Force base outside Phoenix say officers shot two men who drove onto the base today, allegedly in a stolen car. One of the men died. No one else was hurt. A spokesman for Luke Air Force Base says the men sped through a gate. They were eventually caught at a roadblock further inside. The base was not locked down. The main rebel group in Darfur and the Sudanese government are set to sign a preliminary peace deal. It hoped that observers hope will be a move toward ending the seven-year Darfur conflict. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
The recent rapprochement between Sudan's President Omar Hassan al-Bashir and his erstwhile arch-enemy and neighbor, President Idriss Deby of Chad, heralded a positive step towards peace in Darfur. Chad and Sudan have regularly traded accusations that each supported the other's rebels. Chadian backing for Darfur rebels and Sudanese support for rebel groups operating across Sudan's border in eastern Chad inflamed the conflict in Darfur. Now the most powerful Darfur rebel faction, the Justice and Equality Movement, has made peace with President Bashir and can expect to be brought into the fold. Other Darfur rebels have refused to sit down with the Sudanese government, so the prospect of lasting peace in Darfur is not yet a reality. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Voters in the Netherlands will choose a new government in early June. The current government resigned after the coalition cabinet could not resolve a dispute over the Netherlands' role in NATO's effort in Afghanistan. The Dutch government has refused NATO's request to keep troops in southern Afghanistan. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.